Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
All right, let's get our focus on that which is interesting and important, not necessarily one and the same. It's 7 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen, and you're not. Rich McFadden is here. Molly Brown, the news clown. Oh, wait a minute. No, Molly Brown, the Molly Brown. Where did that come from, Molly Brown?
That was a TV show,
The Unsinkable.
Wasn't it?
No, I'm just reading an email from a guy named Phil Brown, and that's how it gets sort of filtered in. You see, I get distracted easily.
Yeah, but then you added in the news clown.
Yeah,
part.
What was that?
Phil is probably
ready to
one
go.
Of those, yeah. Molly Sage, the news page, is here, along with Ken. You didn't get that twisted around a little?
I did. We're okay. Following.
It just wasn't that funny.
Oh, you really?
You over the cliff.
We got it. It just wasn't that good.
Well, excuse me. There's Jennifer overacting her part again. It's overplaying your part, right? That's usually
yes.
McFadden's problem, but I didn't expect it from you.
Did you wander off on Ambien?
Did I?
Yes.
No. Ambien would put me to sleep. By the way, it sounds like I'm asleep.
Okay,
I didn't
sleep
well last night, but it's normally I'm pretty perky about this time of the day.
Okay.
I happen to think that
Speaking of perky, should we talk about Caitlin?
Bruce, a.k.a. Caitlin, all over social media, Twitter today, et cetera, et cetera. We have comments on this, by the way. Kenny,
yes.
What do we have?
Yes,
everybody.
Just from us. Yes.
Jennifer is eager to have a conversation about this. So I don't know that we have much. There's not much news here that people don't know. Bruce has become Caitlin.
She got 1.8 million Twitter followers yesterday in like an hour after that cover came out. She was, I mean, talk about breaking social media. She did it.
Yeah.
It did it.
So
something did
what
it.
When you look at that picture, Jennifer, what do you
on
think
on Vanity Fair magazine?
So I walk it. I'll tell you that we've had at my day job. I talk about my day job quite often. We have a lot of stuff going on. So a lot of working late, getting in early, and so I walk in and I see my lovely friend Courtney, who's got her hands covering her computer monitor as I walk through the door. For office. She goes, "Have you seen this yet?" And I'm like, "What, your hands?" And so she releases her hands and she shows me this image. And I'm like, "Whoa." And she screams out, "That's Bruce Jenner." And immediately what ran through my head is this is going to freak out men everywhere because they're going to just look casually at the cover of that magazine and they're going to go, "Dang, who's that hot chick?" And then they're going to realize it's Bruce, don't call me, or Caitlin, don't call me Bruce Jenner.
Just like
and I think
I
it's going to freak them out.
I was so just we're flicking through Facebook and I was just like, "Huh, okay." Didn't think anything about it, but it was kind of like, "Oh, okay, attractive woman." Uh-huh. And then later I see that it's Bruce Jenner and I'm like, "Oh my God." Oh.
So there's no confusion with her and Hillary Clinton, who's also the most photographed.
She's hotter than Hillary Clinton. Are you kidding?
That probably didn't take too much. Anyway, keep going. Is that it?
Well, no. I mean, I don't know. What did you guys think? I think there's probably some photoshopping involved. Although Molly and I were talking off air, and let me put this delicately. Molly said, "Where did those
hoo-hoos come from?
Where did breasts. Those boobs come from?" Mm-hmm. Yes, the breastuses. Where did they come from? And I think either he must have had them kind of tied down before when he was walking the streets, or maybe in the last few weeks
do you think
he's gotten
natural?
Them bigger. No, he admitted to having a breast implant. He had breast implants before.
Where
he
did they
the
get
Diane
the skin
Sawyer
from
thing.
His butt? Is that what happens when you do that sort of thing? They take the skin off your
they
butt?
They take the skin. They must from somewhere. I don't know. But I know that he had implants and he was considering getting them bigger, bigger ones. I think he had said he was like a B cup or something. So judging, either they photoshopped these boobs or he got bigger ones, don't you think, before this started?
I don't know, but the more I look at this picture, I'm just like, oh.
This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
I don't know.
But the reason that I know that they were there, that they're real and not photoshopped, I forgot to tell you, I lost my train of thought, is I saw on Instagram yesterday, there was a picture of Caitlin in a bright red wowzer dress, and there was nothing photoshopped about what she had going on up top. Now, the one thing that can't be changed, you can shave your Adam's apple, but Caitlin still's got man hands. Definitely.
That's why in the Vanity Fair cover, his hands are behind his... her... The Caitlin's hands are behind the back.
Amputate the hands and put different hands on? You got hands, well, no, hands or your hands?
Caitlin's holding them behind his, her back.
Correct. All right, Kenny, what do we have for comments? Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day.
Wyatt says, honestly, Caitlin is the only member of that extended family that I feel some genuine respect for.
Really?
Yeah, that's
interesting. Okay. We're talking about the Kardashians, folks, in case you were been under a rock for the past 20 years. Keep going, Kenny.
Steven said she should have called herself Olympia Brenner.
Oh, that'd be interesting. Yeah. There's a, by the way, an ESPN show on to honor her for courage and strength. Right? They're going to give her the Arthur Ashe Award for courage at the ESPY Awards.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I don't know how that upset. What? Go ahead.
You know,
you can dominate this conversation, Jennifer. It's okay.
I'm right with you, Jen. I'm right there.
Okay, so I was admittedly baffled by this whole thing up until I saw Bruce's interview with Diane Sawyer. And during that interview, I felt some compassion for Bruce. And I thought,
he came
off
good in that interview.
He is doing this for the right reasons. Richie.
Thank you.
And now I feel like maybe this is... I don't think any man would choose to do this just for publicity's sake, but I do think that there is some gratification here from the publicity, because now you're on the cover of Vanity Fair, now you're getting these Twitter followers, you've got the E! Reality show coming out,
right,
and everything's produced still by the Kardashians secretly undercover.
You're monetizing it all.
Everything's produced by Ryan Seacrest. Who are you talking about? It's all Ryan Seacrest.
Well, no, but the Kardashians are still involved. I just don't know. I don't know. I'm really...
Hi. Any other thoughts, Kenny?
Yeah. Edward says, I normally dislike reading or commenting on the lives of celebrities, but in this case, I feel inspired to support Caitlin for being so brave. I may not understand the struggle she has gone through, but we can all understand how difficult the journey has been, and to commend her for getting to a place where she can be herself and own her name.
You know, one of the things that that I find specious are the ungrateful little of both comments made by people who are insecure about their own sexuality. So there were a number of talk radio hosts yesterday who were nervously making fun and jokes about this. I don't see that as being necessary or appropriate. Unless you have something sort of to hide yourself, why would you go there? Leave it be. Let it be whatever it is. It's not my choice. Maybe not be your choices, but there. And Kenny said, interestingly enough, any of the comments we've gotten have not been negative. I think you said that a couple of hours ago to me, Kenny, right?
Yes. So, it's all been positive.
Yeah. Which is.
The country is still in this weird place on this kind of stuff where you don't know what to think, what to say, how to handle it. So everybody walks on eggshells when talking about it.
Yeah, you're not allowed to say it. Yeah.
Yeah, you're not allowed to say sometimes what you think. Or if you think it's weird or you think it's strange, you kind of hold back. So it's a weird place and it's a weird situation. I have to admit,
How does it affect your life?
It doesn't. So I don't know what to say, think, do, and I don't care.
Maybe you don't have
whatever.
To do anything. Say anything.
Bruce, if you want to ride around with tatas, I don't care. Go do it.
Have yourself. Hello to listener William Wilson and Greg Donahoe, listening to the Good Day program, 15 past the hour. Spring is here, and it's time for the amazing Genucel spring sale. What is Genucel? Genucel is a serum that you can use to get rid of those pesky bags and puffiness around your eyes. If you've had them for too long, now it's time to get rid of them. Genucel uses the power of plant stem cells to target the bags, the puffiness under and around your eyes, the lines around your eyes. Applications begin as soon as you get it, and in 12 hours, you'll see the difference. 800-543-9262. Again, Genucel, 800-543-9262.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
What's the key to happiness? Blogger Michelle Connelly says research shows two controllable factors.
First, your circumstances. They're only responsible for 20% of the happiness you have a say in.
Yet this is what most people chase. Money, status, possessions.
Worse yet, it only makes a short-term difference. So what's the real key?
Second, your actions. They create about 80% of the happiness you control, and the effects last longer. What specific actions?
Thinking good things, like being grateful.
Doing good things, like exercising.
Improving yourself, like learning a new skill.
So do something good today for your happiness. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Think green.
Harrison with you. Did you know that for the first time since territorial days, it'll actually become legal for people to catch rainwater in Colorado? Believe it or not, for over 100 years now in many western states, every single raindrop from the moment it fell belonged to a handful of private landowners. Landowners often hundreds of miles away, meaning people who scooped rainfall from their own gutters or rooftops were actually breaking the law. In Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, and Utah, the sky has been owned by a crazy quilt of rules and regulations. But now two new Colorado laws will allow people access to their own rainwater. Spurred, of course, by population growth, drought, and declining aquifer groundwater. Even with these new Colorado laws, the state will still fine people for catching raindrops without a permit. From the Greeniverse.
Think green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. When do most kids take their first drink of alcohol? Well, this answer will surprise you. Here's the science of it. No one will argue that kids and alcohol, it's a first-rate problem. And researchers have found that a large number of individuals who experience serious alcohol problems started drinking right about the time they hit adolescence. In fact, young people who take up alcohol before age 15 are four times as likely to become alcohol dependent as those who waited until age 21. But get this, the rate of alcohol abuse more than doubles in youngsters who start drinking before age 15. What's the cheap psychological trick? This is a clarion call. First, the adolescent takes the drink, and then, if they're not real careful, the drink takes the adolescent. More info at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
In heaven, there may or may not be any beer. Anheuser-Busch has stopped production, Richie, at its Georgia brewery to instead produce drinking water for those affected by
the
flooding.
Their beer is pretty much drinking water anyway. That shouldn't be a hard
test. It's a slammerama.
Spoken like a man.
They were asked to, this is, and the cans say water on them instead of beer. I think that's kind of interesting.
Yeah, not a big
stretch.
That's
how you can
there.
Tell the difference.
Right.
Yeah, by what the can says. So right. We have two bad reviews, folks, of Anheuser-Busch products since they've had new ownership. Here's another product that you may or may not be interested in. How many people have ever bought clothing at the men's warehouse?
Yeah.
Oh, me.
Buy? Mm-hmm. You have? What have you bought at the
no,
men's warehouse?
No, I'm teasing.
All right.
So My dad does, though.
The fellow who founded the men's warehouse was always in their television ads.
Right.
And he was pretty. His name is George Zimmer.
Right.
He got fired by the board of directors.
Yeah, about a year and a half ago.
His own company. So now he's got a new company called Z-Tailors, a website and an app that helps connect customers with on-demand tailors who make house calls.
Right.
How about that?
You go to the app, you plug in your thing, you say, right. I need a tailor, and then boom.
Uber for tailors. What an interesting, ingenious idea. Yeah, I thought it was. Stories at DougStephan.com.